following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow, they really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is draft day of 2011, and going to be an interesting draft day because we're not sure, and many of the experts aren't sure, who's going to go where and at what time. We'll talk about that on the program today. We hope to have a chance to talk with Steve Anderson over at Fodder Park. They're drawing for the Bosselman, the big $75,000 race. Their big race of the year is this Saturday, and the draw is right now, and hopefully we can have him on at the end of the program to talk about how that panned out, what the field looks like, and give you an early shot. If not, we will have Steve on tomorrow. Also, coming up on the show today, we talk with Terry Brenzel, shoot director of the 42nd Annual Nebraska Cornhusker Trap Shoot, which is underway today, the first of 3 days, with over 1,900 participants, another record just outside of Donovan. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the show today. Also, we'd love to get your thoughts on what's been happening in the NBA and the NHL. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Merritt does the producing, and we're glad to have you along with us. Send us your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, 888-455-ESPN. I don't know, Daddy. There's two clocks. No matter where I look on TV, there's two clocks that are counting down. Draft,
Labor.
Will and Kate.
Oh.
Draft, Will and Kate. Mike in Hastings says, I can't believe you guys didn't go to the royal wedding. I told Mike I wasn't sure I could get back in time for the Bosselman.
That was... Wouldn't we have fit in over there? We would have made some friends.
I've been deciding. I've been deciding whether to divulge the following piece of information because I don't need any more help in being, you know, the weird department, okay? But everything with this wedding, this Will and Kate getting married in Britain, in London, and all the great things that are going on for their country, great. If they like it, great. I don't know why our country's so fired up about it. But everything's compared to Princess Diana and Charles getting married 27 years ago, whatever it was. Okay, I will tell you this. You have to get up, what is it, 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning, our time, Central time, if you want to watch the pregame. And then I think the wedding's like at 4 o'clock Central.
They call it the pregame
now. Something crazy like that. Well, it is a sports show. And I believe it was something similar for Diana and Charles. I was in high school when that happened. So I got up, watched the thing, and wrote a report. I don't remember if it was issued in class, if we had to. I don't think it was, but we had some paper coming up, and that was the big thing of the day. And I don't remember if it was journalism class or English class or world. I don't even remember what it was. But yeah. Yeah, I got up and watched the first one, if you can consider that the first one, and did a report on it. And I can't remember a single thing about the report. So I guess I can kind of see how everybody's
how
fired up about
any
this.
Any idea
one.
How many?
I'm sure it was a
2 to 3.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't any. I'm sure it was largely handwritten, because this was back when you took typewriter classes.
Big Chief notebook.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Number 2 pencil.
Something like that. Yeah. So I guess that's a big deal. But tonight is the draft, and I want to run this by you because we mentioned yesterday on the show, and we've touched on it a couple of times. Why would Carolina select Cam Newton? And I had a revelation last night talking with our good friend Dave. It's just like when I'm by number one fan or number three, I can't remember which one he is, but when I'm by Dave, it just makes me feel smarter. And it occurred to me last night as we were talking about this, I said, maybe the reason Carolina, and I think this would be a good idea, is selecting Cam Newton, there's nobody else for them to pick that would be a superstar. They are not going to be good. So offset his contract, and I don't know how close this would be, but offset at least part or a majority of his contract with ticket sales, jersey sales, and the positive aspect of bringing a superstar to your city. Even though Von Miller, Peterson, Gabbert might all be better, Cam Newton is the superstar, and maybe that's why they're bringing him in. Maybe they know he's not going to be a home run all-pro type of football player, but he is going to help them the first couple of years possibly sell tickets, sell jerseys, which you're probably not going to get a tenth of that if you draft Bowers or Fairley or Amakamura or, you know, pick who you want, Von Miller. And so that was my revelation last night. If that's the only thing, the only reason I would think that you would take Cam Newton number one.
And I think when you look at those other quarterbacks, Doug, you're right. There's one of them that if you said that Blaine Gabbert was coming to Kearney High's football practice or Grand Island or Hastings football practice, okay, great. That's awesome for the kids. That's super. I mean, and you go down the list, whoever you want to, take Dalton, take whatever quarterback you want to, and then you said, Cam Newton from Auburn is going to be there. Won the national, you know, won the Heisman, won the, I think heads turn and a lot of people show up for that, where they wouldn't if any of those other guys were there. I think you may be onto something. I think the star power would certainly turn some heads. And for a team that doesn't have much star power, has very, very little. They had the two-headed kind of monster till people started getting hurt at running back. They have Steve Smith at wide receiver, kind of a little star. I mean, not very big guy out there that makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, but it sounds like he wants out.
Well, he wants out because of the situation. Cam Newton starts firing the ball 70 yards in the air to him, he'll be just fine there. I mean, the first day of practice will show that. Can the kid give me the ball? That can change your mind pretty fast. But it's not like you go down the list and you say Tony Romo, Dez Bryant. I mean, to go, you know, and start, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, and you go right down the list and start knocking off star names and star players. Carolina doesn't have any.
John from Kearney fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. Thank God the Raiders can't botch their first round pick this year.
They don't have one.
That's right. New England has theirs at the number 17 spot. What's our three words of the week, Merritt?
Notable, rain, and light.
Rain, light, notable. Use them in an email any way you want. Send it to us here at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow we'll draw out a winner. We've had a couple of good ones, but we'll draw out a winner for a Big Dally Deli combo meal tomorrow on the show. And again, the words are
notable, rain, and light.
And we'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on the draft. Who's your team, and what's your biggest concern in the first round? Because after that, it just doesn't matter. I mean, they should be filling in the slots of people they need. But are you worried you're picking too high? Are you worried you're picking too low? Are you worried about the guy that the experts are saying your team is going to pick? Are you happy about where you're at? Do you want to move up? Give us your team. Give us what's going to be good about your draft scenario and email us or give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN. Tony Mel Kiper has dropped Prince of Mockumurra to 20 this morning in his final mock draft going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he is saying, and then this morning on Mike and Mike, they asked, who's a guy in the first round that might make that unexpected fall? And he said, Prince of Mockumurra, and he said he is the toughest guy I had to rate in the first round this year. He goes, he could go 7. San Francisco could take him at the 7 slot. He goes, but he could slide all the way down to 20 to Tampa Bay because of what teams' needs are. And there's a lot of corners, apparently, as they've been talking about in DBs in this draft. So a lot of guys know that they don't have to pick him in the first round. There's going to be maybe an equally, or at least in the ballpark, talent-wise in the second round. So we've seen everything. Yesterday when Eli was on from Pro Football Weekly to tell us about it, he gave us the scenario: San Francisco at 7, Houston at 11. A lot of folks have him going to Detroit, still some do in their mock drafts, at 13. Possibility he could slide down to the 15 hole, and now 20 to Tampa Bay. I don't see that happening, but it just depends what happens up top. It would all start if Cam Newton was not the number one pick and if Blaine Gabbert slips past 5. If Buffalo doesn't if he doesn't go, and again, who knows who's going to trade? Buffalo at 3 and Arizona at 5. If they don't take Gabbert, everybody thinks San Francisco will take him at 7, and then that does maybe push Prince down. Apparently Dallas doesn't know. They keep moving about who Dallas is going to take first, Prince, then the offensive tackle. Now they've got a defensive end up there.
I still think if you're Dallas, the kid from Boston College that's ready to go, everybody's talking. Say Herzlick? What you want about Tyrone Smith.
You're talking about Herzlick?
I'm talking about, help me here. Well, no, the offensive tackle. Oh, Boston College, big boy. Costanzo from Boston College. I would think he'd be ready to plug in where you got a guy that you're having questions about. Yeah, you got a younger version of somebody that could be great in year 2, 3, and on, barring no injuries. I mean, that's the case with all offensive tackle.
Kiper's got him going to the Giants at pick number 19. He has Cameron Jordan, the defensive end from Cal, going to Dallas at number 9. You got to expect there's going to be some trades, and then that's when things get a little bit interesting. Does somebody move up, take Jake Locker? Does somebody move up, take Blaine Gabbert? Does somebody move up to take any of these guys?
You know, somebody that's been on this show that continues to move up, and about everybody's starting to know this name, is the kid from Baylor, Danny Watkins, that didn't play football, was a firefighter in Canada, didn't play football. He played hockey and rugby until he got to college, in junior college. And he said, well, why don't you come out and try football?
Who's that big SOB? How come he's not playing football?
And now, here's a kid that they thought a third-round draft pick, but ever since the Senior Bowl, they love what this kid's doing, and he has climbed ever since then, and could be a late first-round selection.
And by the way, in Waco, big SOB stands for Stud of Baylor.
Yes.
Just want you to know that. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Peyton Hillis on the cover of Madden 12. What do you think about that?
That is wild. No one knew his name before last year.
Popular player in the NFL. Because nope. Cleveland's not smart enough to rig this, all right?
That's a great point. That's a great point. Peyton Hillis, where's Peyton Hillis from? I mean, when you hear these other big running backs, Merritt, look it up for us because we don't have a clue. Peyton Hillis was a name that no one heard of before last year. Remember being in the draft when somebody's in the third, fourth round goes, I'll take Peyton Hillis, and everybody like head whips around like, the hell's that? Now all of a sudden he's on the cover of Madden making all this money.
He played at Arkansas. Then, of course, Broncos, then the Browns.
It's a great story. He's a battering ram. I wouldn't want to stand in front of the guy. He's coming downhill at you fast.
A lot of things to talk about. So there's our start to the show today on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Terry Brenzel is going to join us, shoot director from the Cornhusker Trap Shoot. He's taken over for Rocky Hoffman, who retired after being part of that for 35 years. We'll chat with him about that and the record number of junior high and high school kids are going to be competing over the next 3 days. Also, hopefully a little bit more at the end of the show on the Bosselman, the draw happening right now at Fauner Park. But a couple more things before we get into our first break. San Antonio's done, okay? I don't care if they won in overtime last night. You can't take care of business on your home court, and you need a rookie to – what a great shot for Gary Neal. And if for some reason San Antonio does move on, he's a hero now.
Gary Neal, that is an excellent, excellent name that will go down. And if you're a huge Spurs fan, people will remember the night Gary Neal, if they do advance. Tony Parker hits some monster shots down the stretch,
24-9, 24 points, 9 assists for Parker. Ginobili, 32. Duncan – is just without him, they can't do anything, and there's just no way San Antonio can win the next two games. They got to go to Memphis. Don't see it happening. Oklahoma City, they win for the first time a playoff series. They had some good games with Denver, but Oklahoma City just better, and they will advance on.
I'm not so sure that if you don't say we're going to throw all the players in a hat and you get the number one pick, that Durant, that there's not some teams out there. After seeing him last night, folks, it's not that far to go to Oklahoma City. If you want to see one of the true superstars in the NBA, Kevin Durant is his name, and you're 7 hours away.
He's a great pick. He is. If you wanted to have the NBA draft, everybody available right now, you'd want to be in that 3 or 4 slot, because then you could get Durant and not be yelled at for not taking
taking him
at number one, because LeBron James is number one. All right, I can see Durant ahead of Kobe because of the age factor and all of that. Maybe Durant's 2-3. It's LeBron right now. LeBron James. But yeah, you're right. Kevin Durant, awesome, and we got a chance to see him play at Texas, and it was fun. He's a good athlete. Seems to be a pretty good kid on that. Also, a man we've had on the show, Nick Collison. Plays for them. When he got drafted by Seattle from Iowa Falls, Iowa, went to Kansas, another good cat. So Oklahoma City, besides being in the Midwest now, is a team you can root for. And then Miami, who got off to a horrible start last night, finds a way to advance on over Philadelphia. So that's what you got there. And in Game 7, Tampa Bay 1, Pittsburgh nothing.
Oh, come on.
All the excitement of Game 7. Great defense. Whatever.
Poo. Well, the Game 6, they had like 9 Poo. Goals Tampa Bay did.
There's been monster
Poo.
Vegas wanted some of their money back.
Well,
look
probably.
At the unders come in.
Well, the night before, Vancouver, Chicago. It's 1-0 with 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go, 2-1 overtime. Really? It's Game 7. Step it game up. 4-3 Boston over Montreal. See, there's hockey.
That make you happy?
I can watch. More entertaining.
More points.
Goals. Dork.
I know.
We'll take a break, back with more after this.
Where there's smoke, there's usually barbecue. And there's going to be plenty of both this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Your favorite backyard chefs have the fires burning to see who has the most finger-lickin'est good barbecue around. Builders is hosting the all-day-long Traeger Nationals fundraiser to benefit the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. And there's one-day-only Traeger grill specials this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. And Classic Hits 98.9 is there live with a fabulous prize machine from 2 to 4.
Builders does it best.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Hi, it's the Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at 70 degrees for a high. Winds out of the west still also stay breezy at about 10 to 25. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low at 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like running sand. Be my little baby.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday show. More NFL draft talk coming up. Terry Brenzel is going to join us from the Cornhusker Trap Shoot underway today just outside of Donovan. But, Danny, as we always say here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, why go anywhere else than the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, because they are there for you. ThinkMidway.com, and we've got some of the gang with us at Midway today. They're getting ready for the nice weather, and everybody's looking at their vehicles going, we need to get ready for summer. Mike Morgan joins us from Midway. Mike, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing good. Getting vehicles fixed up. I know it's pretty busy time for you guys out there in the maintenance department.
It is. I've got Kurt here with us, too, from the Chrysler store.
Hey, Kurt, what kind of tune-ups are you doing? What's the difference between getting a winter tune-up and then changing to the spring maintenance you need to do for your vehicle?
Well, mainly right now with the fuel prices being so high, and if your vehicle's not running right or has less fuel mileage, it's a good time to do a tune-up, get it back to its peak performance. So with this hot weather coming up, it'd be a super time to get that in and get that taken care of.
Yeah, it just keeps on going up. And up and up. And Midway, if you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, they're helping you out there with letting you know what the miles per gallon are and getting some things done. But right now, you got a vehicle, you want to get it fixed up, you want to be able to get some maintenance done, and Midway is going to be able to provide that. Mike, what else can you guys do out there for the folks that are listening today?
Well, we do all kinds of maintenance stuff. We've got some specials going on this month. At the Chevy store, we've got a $60 mail-in rebate on the purchase of four tires. We've got a lube oil and filter and tire rotation special going on for $39.95. And at the Chrysler store, we've got a oil change special of $19.95 that includes a multi-point inspection. We got a $12.95 tire rotation, and we got a 10% off on BG services.
All right there for you folks at the Midway Auto Group. You can think midway.com if you want to check them out on the web as well. Midway maintenance managers, factory trained, certified maintenance staff, dedicated to providing exceptional service in a timely manner on everything from oil changes and tire rotations to brake adjustments and transmission replacements. Kurt, how does somebody get a scheduled appointment? I know you can even do that on the web, I think.
Yeah, you can check us out on Midway, thinkmidway.com. Or you can give us a call down at the Chrysler store at 237-5904, and Mike can give you his number.
At the Chevy store, it's 234-2496.
Well, guys, we're going to get some folks headed your way. We hate to have maintenance on vehicles, but we know we need to get it done and get it ready for the rest of spring and summer, and we'll talk to you boys again tomorrow. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike and Kurt from Midway Auto Group. Check them out today or anytime this weekend. You got to do it, or else you leave your vehicle in there a lot longer.
Or on the side of the road.
That's what the Midway folks did for me. I'll tell you that. They made sure that it wasn't on the side of the road.
Oh, there's all these player evaluations, and we talk mostly about the draft in the first segment of the show, but some are brutally honest, you know, when they come out. And, you know, you're a college kid, you're trying to make it in the NFL, and you got these people dissecting every part of your game. And Pro Football Weekly, they've got draft audibles that you can hear from a scout, you can hear from front office personnel. But here's Baylor's Phil Taylor. Taylor is a JUCO transfer with JUCO habits. He's not smart. He's not a hard worker. He comes to camp out of shape and taps out of games. He stands straight up out of his stance, peeks in the backfield, and can't find the ball. We have drafted some of those guys over the years, and they did nothing but fail.
Wow.
Good luck, Phil Taylor.
Well, our own Niles Paul went to the Husker. I think it was the Texas game. I think it was because you were there.
Yeah.
And we rode down the elevator with one of the Indianapolis Colts scouts. He says, we won't pick Niles Paul. Drops the ball, and he rattled off three or four things. He goes, he will not be an Indianapolis Colt.
The guy that throws it there will not tolerate that.
Peyton Manning will not want Niles Paul. So there you go. And I mean, hey, somebody will, somebody won't. And that's why there's always surprises.
And I just came across, I mean, there's several of these drafts. I mean, a lot of them say some positive about the kid.
Well, one of the biggest events going on in the state and in the area every year is the Cornhusker Trap Shoot, and it is the 42nd annual edition getting underway today just outside of Donovan. Teddy, 1,900-plus entrants, and it's another new record. This continues to get bigger and bigger, and it's hard to believe that it can do that, but wow, what a 3 days.
Well, I was just going to say, how big could the thing get? 1,900 is a staggering amount of individual competitors. Terry Brenzel, he is the meet coordinator. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Terry, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you, and congratulations already for a wonderful number of competitors.
Thanks a million. Yep, this is a record shoot for us, and it just gets bigger every year, and it's hard to believe you can get that many junior high and high school kids all together for one event.
Well, and Terry takes over. This is his first year as the shoot director. Rocky Hoffman had been involved with the with it for 35 years and been a director, a big part of that. Terry, I guess it's good that when you take something over, it seems like everything's continuing to run smooth, and you can't ask for much more than that.
That's right. We got a lot of officers, game wardens across the state that come here and help on the traps. The trap range itself belongs to the Nebraska Trap Shooters Association, and this is the largest trap range in Nebraska. We'll be utilizing 22 traps at one time, and then there's also two other traps there for practice shooting. And there's five shooters on each trap. So we're kept quite busy, and it's a long 3 days.
Terry, if I'm in the top tier group or whatever you would refer to that as in high school shooting, how many targets will I shoot at this meet?
You'll shoot 116-yard targets on the first day, and those 16-yard targets, we have winners for that alone. And then also they take your score from each box of shells, which is of 25, and then they'll add your score for each 25 and divide by 4 because you're shooting 100 times. And they get an average. So then on the second day, they shoot. It's called handicaps. And then whatever your average is, you start backing up, and if you shot a perfect score of 100, you have to back up to the 25-yard line, making the competition that much harder. But what's also really neat with this sport is some kids are really good and some guys are mediocre shooters or whatever. But when it comes to handicaps, you're going to shoot against people at your yardage. So if you're a 20-yard shooter, you know, you can come in first place at 20 yards, 18 yards, and then, like I said, you can go back to 25 yards. Also, we have these individual awards. There's team awards. There's also awards for the ladies, top shooters and ladies. And there's some awful good women who shoot in this. And then there's also a 4-H division. And so these schools across the state that have 4-H, they can also shoot as a 4-H team.
Terry Brenzel is joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. He's the shoot director for the largest trap shoot in the area, the Cornhusker Trap Shoot 42nd Annual Edition. I think the one thing that may even amaze people to this day is that these aren't boys coming off the farm or girls coming off the farm. I mean, you have had a lot of success with Lincoln and Omaha shooters. In fact, the boys defending champion, I believe, was from Lincoln Southwest. So kids from all over are very good in this sport.
Yes, they are. You're correct on the Lincoln Southwest. Young man won that last year. And just for an example, Creighton Prep out of Omaha, their school has almost 100 shooters on that team, almost 100. And close to home here, Grand Island Northwest, I had a son that shot for them. And when he first started shooting, no school in Grand Island had a team. So he shot for Donovan. And since then, about 7 years ago, Northwest started a team. Senior High started a team. But right now, today, Grand Island Northwest has 75 shooters on there, from 0 to 75 in 7 years. So you can see how it grew. Central Catholic has a team now, and they have like 35 shooters on that. Kearney has teams. Ravenna, Gibbon, Central City, just all these towns around here have this. So there's a lot of competition. Another thing that's really awesome about this, you can be handicapped. We've had kids shoot in wheelchairs. We've had one shooter had no hands. They make a special firearm for him to be able to shoot with no hands. So it just runs the gamut. Anybody can do this sport.
Terry, you get some great sponsors involved in this event, but how helpful is it to have Hornaday right there in Grand Island? You've got Cabela's right here in Nebraska fixture to be a part of this event.
They do help us out. There's major industries, also like White Flyer Targets, make the Blue Rocks. They're a great supporter of this, and there's a lot of people help out with that. And that sure helps because every target that flies out, every Blue Rock, is 7 cents a throw. So you could imagine 1,916 times 200 rocks. You know, that's a lot of rocks.
Adds up in a hurry.
Yes, it does.
The Cornhusker Trap Shoot getting underway today. On this Thursday, Terry, what are the events today? Because I believe the young kids go today, and then we really get into the meat of the competition on Friday.
That's correct. The first day starts out with 16-yard targets for kids in junior high. So anybody that's in sixth grade up can shoot in this. And then when they get done with the day, we have trophies and everything for those guys. And then we start 16-yard targets the following day, and then the handicaps on Saturday. And then there's a high overall winners, and then there's also trophies for a high overall with the combination of the 16-yard targets and the handicaps. And then there's shoot-offs. A lot of people tie. And so there's a lot of shooting.
Terry, is there favorites? Do we have returning champions this year? Are there a couple of names that folks will recognize as they go out to the shoot this week?
One thing about trap shooting, anybody can win. you can have just some guy that's just mediocre. They can come up and just shoot the lights out, you know. So there's never a sure winner, and a dark horse can win any shoot they go to.
Terry, one more question for the folks that are new to the area or aren't familiar or haven't had a chance to witness this great event. Where exactly is the range, and how do you find it, and what time do we get underway?
Okay, we're going to get underway basically at 8 o'clock on these mornings. And anyhow, if you get off at the Grand Island Interchange and head south on Highway 281, and you come into Donovan, and the trap range is in the very northeast corner of the town.
Just listen for the shots firing, folks.
That's it, yeah. Roll your window down.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry, we appreciate catching up with you. Wish you the best of luck here. Congratulations on taking over the shoot. And, of course, be watching out for that Carp and Crow team out of Ord, because every once in a while I see that they do okay, too.
They do. Are you from up there, then?
That's my stomping grounds. They don't let me on the team,
though.
Okay,
we've got to watch out for them Blahas and stuff. Then,
you're right, Terry. Hey, have a great weekend. We appreciate you giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck.
Okay. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Terry. Terry Brenzel, shoot director for the Cornhusker Trap Shoot, which is underway with the junior high today, and then the high school kids really get after it on Friday and Saturday. Quite the event. Over 1,900 competitors going there. You got the BMX Cornhusker Nationals going on at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over 1,000 competitors there. So there's going to be a lot of folks out and about. Out and about. Out and about.
Doug, there are a lot of people out and about this weekend for a different reason. They're heading to Bruce Furniture because this Saturday, beat the clock half the day, half off every Serta mattress set at Bruce Furniture, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., 4 hours only. Plan on buying a mattress this year? You just don't want to miss this big, huge event at Bruce Furniture. There's ads in the Hastings Trip, the Kearney Hub. They're going on. Check them out because they beat the clock half off every Serta mattress set this Saturday only, and only at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, Serta mattress, half off. Bruce Furniture is where it's at. They're waiting for you. Saturday, be there. You're not going to want to miss that event.
Why would you?
I'm fired up for it.
Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show, a little bit more on the Bosselman, which has just been drawn out, a little more on the NFL draft. Talk a little baseball as well when we return.
We're at a point between the spring game and the move to the Big Ten where you can take some time and turn down the big screen sound and turn up some live music. And that's what's happening this Friday at Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill in Kearney. Live music with Mike Nicolin and the Lost Sidemen. A little bit old, a little bit new country, and a little bit rock and roll. Live music Friday at Jersey's. Lunch and dinner specials every day, too. Plus, nightly food and drink specials in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
There's nothing like a homegrown tomato, and Builders in Kearney is inviting you to a tomato growing clinic this Saturday at 10 a.m. Extension agent Ted Grease and tomato expert Mick Ross will be on hand to talk about tomato selection, cultural care, and common problems. Whether you're a complete novice or a tomato guru looking to increase your harvest, be sure to attend this free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10. Come early for the best view at Builders, where we do tomatoes best.
Builders does it best.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
There's a place south of Laredo, across an ocean of scorpion-covered earth so hot, rattlesnakes combust. We're drawn to it like moths to a flaming jalapeno.
Welcome to Subway.
Subway's turned up the heat. Introducing Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, the hot new turkey jalapeno melt with bubbly Monterey cheddar and the boldacious buffalo chicken. Fiery Footlong Subs, our boldest yet.
Subway Fiery Footlong Subs, they'll burn the wimp right out of you.
Subway, eat fresh.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's THINKApproved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at 70 degrees for a high. Winds out of the west will also stay breezy at about 10 to 25. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low at 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mark and Minden says it was all the fantasy geeks that helped Peyton Hillis win Madden because he won championships for him in fantasy football.
Might have been.
Tom and Hastings says, hey, Daddy, I don't care what Doug says. You'd fit right in at the royal wedding, especially after spending 8 hours in a pub wearing your kilt and then taking your bagpipes to the ceremony.
I would be a kilt-wearing fool.
Well, you got part of that, right? Hey, Daddy, we talked yesterday that they're going to honor the 2001 Cornhusker baseball team that was the first team to ever make it to the College World Series. And I think it's up on Huskers.com if you go into the video, but they added on the press release, like they made an hour DVD of the season. And so I watched part of it. I didn't realize how long it was going to be. Wow. Iowa State was still playing baseball in the conference. And boy, did that field look like... I mean, it looked like Dryden Park. It looked like, I mean, just looked like a little kid's field with wow. Wow, Iowa State's last year in the league. And then
actually,
their third consecutive year winning the Big 12 Conference Tournament, the highlights of the College World Series.
But that year, it was a year, me and my dad actually went to Oklahoma City to the Big 12 Tournament. And we played Iowa State, and we'd have to check this score.
First
round, and Comine, they decided to go with him. They did not?
No, RD. I think it was RD. Comine went the next day.
I think it was 1-0 or 2-1. I mean, it was a tight, tight game, and we scored late in that ball game to win it and to advance. Iowa State had a really good pitcher, and it was kind of sad. You know, they're fighting for, you know, they knew that this was
it.
That was the end of them, but it was one heck of a baseball game, and then Nebraska kind of gained some momentum after that and propelled them to that championship.
Name some of the players on that team, because this is when you used to go to Husker events.
Well, Stern, Cole, Lisey, and Tom Ott was a closer. Said that Hopper and Johnson were DH and first baseman. Will Bolt.
Yeah.
Was Will Bolt on there? Justin Seeley was on there.
Yeah.
Drew Anderson was on there.
Yeah, he'll join us on the show tomorrow.
Well, Justin Pekarek from Stablehurst, because he pitched didn't pitch till the College World Series.
Nervous boy.
Steve Hale. He signed my mitt after a game one time. So I always brought my mitt to games then.
It's still funny while you think, if you think of a couple more, just looking at the highlights of where Buck Belcher was. And it's not, I mean, where all that new stuff is now. You just walked around the football stadium, and there was Buck Belcher. They showed the line of people getting into the Rice Super Regional, and the record crowd was 5,700 and some. And now, you know, 7,000, 8,000, it's close to 9,000 at Haymarket.
I got 3 foul balls in that Rice game, by the way. I was the only one that could. We were in the front row down the right field line. I was the only one that could reach over and scoop the balls when they came down the fence line. Pluck 3 of them in one game.
All right, so I feel much better about watching the wedding now.
No, I didn't give them to little kids either. Capped them.
Brandon Penas was on that team. Grant Allen, Boyardee, Spies, as we said. I'm trying to see if there's Jeff Blevins.
Justin Hesse. Seeley, that coach.
You said that? Yeah. You said Dan Johnson, Shane Comine, Jed Morris.
Oh, Jed Morris, catcher, sure.
Trying to think of some other guys that you might have recognized. Jamie Rodrigue.
Is he Omaha boy?
He was a Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Oh, No. Not Rodrigue. He was Missouri.
Rodaway.
Brian Rodaway was a Lincoln kid.
Okay.
So there you go. Anyway, a lot of those guys are going to be back this weekend.
Is that more than you thought I'd get? Did I get more?
Oh, you did. Yeah, you got quite a few. That's good.
Remember Tom Ott shut? That was a great
Yeah, he shut down everybody, at least in the second half of the season. And then the sadness that was the College World Series, losing 2 one-run games. Man, all those solo home runs. Nebraska hit home runs in Omaha, and they were all solo. But best year that Nebraska had, 2001. And a lot of those
strike
guys are
zone
be back
in
this
Omaha.
Week. Yeah, but
some
of Comanay's weren't strikes either.
Yeah, but all year long they were strikes, and that guy throws a shoebox out there. He wasn't going to over. I mean, he wasn't blowing you 95 down the pipe. I mean, he was picking on some corners.
You want to talk more baseball? You want to get your team ready for summer baseball and softball, whether it's getting the uniforms and the travel bags and the hats and the pants, or you want to get them prepared with bats, gloves, cleats, socks, catcher's equipment, batting gloves. They've got it all for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week, including late night on Thursday, which is tonight. Open till 8 on Thursdays because they know you may not be able to get in. You work just like they do. Slide into Misco's, and they're going to get you ready for the baseball and softball season, whether it's men, women, little kids, high school kids. They've got everything you could possibly need, and they'll order all your uniforms, get them in, because it's that time, folks. Everybody's practicing, or they will be in the next week. No matter where you live, Misco's is the place to go. And you're getting ready for summer. They've got running shoes, shorts, your favorite team's hats. They're all there for 2011. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more draft and see if we can find some Bosselman information out for you. Also, UNK baseball team, before we wrap up the baseball talk here, a winner last night at Werner Park, 8-5 over UNO, so that's a double good thing. They beat UNO, and they win the first college game ever played there. They remain fifth in the Central Regional Rankings. They host New Mexico Highlands this weekend. Hastings College Baseball hosting Concordia today at 4:30 at Smith Complex, and Mike Will have it for you on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The Nebraska softball team swept South Dakota State yesterday 9-1 and 1-0.
Plus, good news, Steve Anderson, Fauner Park, set to join us next on the Doug and Daddy Show. Woo-hoo. Back.
Listen, I just figured this out. If I started reading the VIN numbers off all the used vehicles on the Midway Auto Group lots right now, when I finish, your third grader will be in graduate school.
This can only mean one thing.
It's springtime.
Awesome! Awesome!
And that means it's used car time at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Kearney. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we know we've got the one that'll meet your needs and budget. And these vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. And you know what that means. That's right, you get the famous Midway 2-year up to 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. And you get the 6-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, plus the 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, rates are as low as 3.9% APR with your good credit. Get the deals on the wheels that everyone wants at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
I'm going to pursue my dream and enter next year's NFL draft.
With the first pick,
The 2011 NFL Draft, Thursday on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at 70 degrees for a high. Winds out of the west will also stay breezy at about 10 to 25. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies and a low at 45. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 61.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Woo! Woo, 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 woo. Whether you're watching the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, golf, horse racing with the Kentucky Derby coming up next week, sports fans, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And now that the weather's sprucing up, the courtyard will be hopping sooner than you think. You can watch all of your favorite sports on one of their 20 HD screens, including the huge 10-foot projection screen. Enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the big-ass beer special. Only $2.50. It's tradition, folks, along with All Wells for only $1.50 during happy hour. And as always, a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. And don't forget, Cunningham's is now serving lunch, and it's good. So stop by for lunch or supper for food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up. Whether it's with your friends or a night out on the town, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney, is the place to be.
Right now, though, we head to Fauner Park. The Grand Island, Nebraska, it's our biggest day of the year on Saturday. Steve Anderson, voice of Fauner Park. How are you today, Steve?
Hey, guys. The media circus has just concluded here as we've drawn the starters for the Boss Cap on Saturday. So, yeah, my ticker's back to normal, and I was shocked that you wanted to get me on so quick. But, you know, you're right on the edge of all kinds of sports exclusives, so why not be a part of Fauner Park as well? We got a nice 7-horse field, Tony, going to the post. Now, blast me for not getting a full field.
Yeah. Well, we don't need those 20 horses anyway, Steve, because only half of them have a chance to win, as we all know.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll be debating that a week from now for the Kentucky Derby, but we do get the defending champion, guys, in this race coming back to Fauner Park. That's Shadowby Dancing. And I've got a good jockey agent friend that indicated to me several weeks ago, if this monster returns, everybody else runs for second. But I'll tell you what, I visited with jockey Perry Compton earlier this morning from Altoona, Iowa, and his agent Curly Curran. We just got done interviewing trainer Jim Mayard from Alberta, Canada. He's got three of the 7 starters going postward in here, along with Kim Verhuizen, who had a surprise entry in a horse called Sweet Tigger. Nobody is going to show up on Saturday running for second, guys. I'm telling you what, on paper anyway, this is a nice cross-section of horses with really only Milk Gady's 10th Power being the only local horse that's going to the post. Everybody else really is shipping in from out of state.
Bob Hamer wrote an article about Sebastian County, correct? Don Von Hemel horse?
Sebastian County, he's owned by Toby Keith. Do you think we'll be blessed with his appearance on Saturday? He's a very busy man, Tony.
He's an Oklahoma Sooner.
Yes, he is. He does have a horse farm down in Oklahoma City. The name of his stables is called Dream Walkin' Stables, and he gets legendary national Hall of Fame trainer Don Von Hemel calling the shots here. So Perry Compton, the king of the small 5/8 mile offals, for lack of a better word, he's coming over here. He's won this race once. Perry has 15 years ago on Donnie Liefeld and Tom Garrett's horse called Sahara King. He's arguably one of the two greatest riders to ever race here in Nebraska. He's in our state racing Hall of Fame, Robbie Williams being the other one. So these folks, Perry Compton, by the way, guys, he turns 59 on the 8th day of June. And every time I visit with him, he gets sick and tired of me trying to put him out to pasture. But the thing about Perry is he's a cut above most riders just strictly on intelligence alone. And when he shows up at Fauner Park to ride in this $75,000 of race, buyers beware, because I really think he being on Sebastian County running against Shadow B. Dancing, just that match race alone is going to be worth the price of admission.
Steve Anderson, Fodder Park track announcer, joins us as usual here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Bosselman has just drawn out in the last 45 minutes here. Steve, can you give us a rundown of the post positions of the seven horses that'll be running?
Yeah, Kim Verhuizen, and by the way, you know, he still owns the all-time state high school scoring record that stood since 1972, playing for Adams in Class D back in those days. He had a single game high of 58. I don't know. Is he in your class, Tony, as far as basketball is concerned? But that record still stands.
He was in a different class, not mine, thank God.
He's going to saddle a horse called Sweet Tigger, who drew the rail. He's 10-1 on the morning line with Mike Ziegler in the saddle. Jim Mayard has three uncoupled entries in here. Number two, Road Talk, really is going to be a rabbit that is going to make the early speed of Shadow Be Dancing be honest on the front end. This horse that ships in from Chicago is not going to steal this race as a result of Road Talk, who's 10-1, drew the two-hole. Sebastian County is out of the three-hole with Perry Compton. He's the second choice at 3-1. Andy Otis breaks from the four-hole. He was third in the Dowd Mile, again, a Jim Mayard-trained five-year-old against Jordan Lisiak. He's 6-1. Shadow Be Dancing right in the golden spot. He breaks from the five-hole, the morning line favorite at 2-1. They bring in his regular rider, Eddie Razzo Jr. from Arlington and Hawthorne Racetrack in Chicago. Then we've got the six-pony Paseo Allegro with Chris Fackler, probably Jim Mayard's number one shot of those three horses he's saddling. And Milt Gady, look out for him. He goes with 10th Power, who drew the outside post. Post position 7. Ashley Dill rides the apprentice jockey at 7-2. This 10th Power now, he won the $60,000 Omaha Gold Cup last summer at Horseman's Park in Omaha. He could be a spotted botter, gentlemen.
Well, early thoughts, Steve-O. Do you like the favorite?
It's going to be hard to go against him. I think that it boils down to Shadow Be Dancing and Sebastian County. You know, Sebastian County ran in this race 2 years ago as a three-year-old. They sent him off that day at 4-5 as the favorite, and he ran third to Budge Man, a prospective kiss. But, yeah, without seeing the overnight buyer speed rating figures and everything, at first glance, Shadow Be Dancing, I think, will probably go off closer to even money. I think he's deserving of the favorite's role in here. When they ship their rider back here from Chicago, just like Toby Keith has done with Perry Compton, you know that their intentions are extremely serious. But I think that the horses that have had some experience on the track, like Jim Mayard's three starters have, are going to make this thing very interesting, because if somebody goes with Shadow Be Dancing early and wears this horse out a little bit, I think it really sets up for a closer.
And obviously, Daddy, the one thing that can be said about the 2011 Bosselman $75,000 race, it will be a horse race with no nuts.
The nuts was riding on the fence, guys, if that makes any sense. He was a late scratch out of this particular race, and the more I say about it, the more I get myself in trouble. It's a shame that the nuts, who won this race 3 years ago, he was nominated. He comes out of the Stephen Hall barn. We'll live to race another day, I'm sure.
Steve, you're a great sports fan. We got to go to the Dent Popper inbox, because I know you're going to appreciate this email we received from Postal Check. I want you to Doug was talking earlier about the wedding going on across the pond earlier today on the show. So Postal Check says, speaking of weddings, what in the hell does Kristen Cavallari see in marrying Jay Cutler? If he hits that like he does his receiver, she'll be gone in a week.
Oh, no.
On a serious...
What wedding are you talking about anyway? I didn't know there was a wedding across the pond this weekend.
It's the second biggest event going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll give you that.
He says, on a serious note, will this help or hinder my Bears? Well, it's got to help, Postal Chuck. It can't hurt Jay Cutler. Maybe it'll help his personality.
Oh, my.
Steve-O, we're out of time. We appreciate you joining us here on a busy, busy morning at Fodder Park. And, again, Saturday it's go time. And Bosselman, post time just after 5, is that right?
I'm guessing it's going to be closer to 6, so come early, stay late. We got danger football after all that's said and done. It'll be a tremendous day here at Fauner Park.
And they're serving refreshments as well all day.
If you got the right invitation, Tony, they'll be complimentary as well. That's the golden word, isn't it?
We got to find that. Hey, Steve-O, thanks for the time. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, Doug and Daddy, as always, it's a pleasure, and I can't wait to see you and your listeners this weekend at the races. So long, everybody.
He's the best. Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, announcing the seven-horse field that has made it into Saturday's season-high Bosselman handicap. All right, Daddy, we got to wrap things up. When we come back tomorrow, Prince of Macamura will be playing for?
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, you know what? I saw somebody say Washington Redskins. For some reason, that's just sticking in my head. It's just sticking in my head.
No, come on.
We're not
going to have to cheer against him.
I know. But let's face it. How do things usually go around here? It looks Maryville University in St. Louis having their press conference today announcing that UNO is basically bringing everybody from their wrestling program, including Coach Mike Denny, to start up their Division II. This was one of the very early rumors. It is now reality. So
good for them.
They got to move. As far as the wrestlers, not a big deal. For the coach who's been there forever, I mean, he's picking up his life and moving after nearly 40 years in Omaha. That's tough. For the wrestling kids, you know, they're going to college wherever they're going to college and moving on from that point. So be it, and there you go.
Fair enough. Hey, Drew Anderson, one of the members of that 2001 team, is going to join us tomorrow on the show.
So is Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith, as they're just one notch ahead of the Huskers. They're seventh, I think a little lower than where they expected to be right now, and they need some wins. And obviously Nebraska has to win at home, so this series could knock somebody out of contention this weekend, especially if it's a 3-0 sweep by one team or the other. So Steve Smith of Baylor, Drew Anderson, former Husker, former Kearney Bearcat, joins us on the show tomorrow. We want to thank Steve Anderson for joining us on the show today live from Fauner Park, and Terry Brenzel, shoot director for the largest ever Cornhusker Trap Shoot, the 42nd edition, starting today, running through Saturday near Donovan.
Folks, you got three NBA playoff games on. You got more NHL action. Plus, you got the NFL draft going on tonight. We'll recap it all tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460 in Kearney, 1550, our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.